5:35 now, News Talk 1310 KFKA, as we continue our discussion of the heinous attack on the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. We know the aftermath, 22 dead, upward of 100 injured. But when you look at the backstory and the sophistication, the depravity that was inherent in this attack, it's breathtaking. Considering the fact that this suicide bomber was equipped with a device that was designed to inflict the most death, suffering, and carnage that it could, and given the fact that the psychology behind this attack, while it isn't new, while terrorists have attacked children before, the thought that this attack was planned specifically for a concert that drew young children, little girls, as young as six, an eight-year-old lost her life in this attack. Ariana Grande's fan base is typically between 6 and 20 years of age. So it was little girls and their mothers. It's absolutely appalling, sickening. But it begs the question, while the world is united, as is a very diverse cultural population in Manchester, it begs the question, are all the hashtags, insert city here strong, too little, too late? And what can you do if you find yourself trying to make sense of the senseless? Barry Wilson is president of Ann Lands Protection. Barry, good to talk with you.
Good to be on.
Question, are situations like this, which are just, I mean, they transcend evil for me. When you look at, as I described in the open, the level of sophistication, the psychological underpinnings of this attack on innocence, on a so-called soft target. Is this the new normal around the world?
Well, it is under the circumstances that we're dealing with currently. I don't know that it's actually a new normal. It's just a normal that reoccurs throughout history. You see this kind of general activity of hitting civilians and particularly youth in all cultures over history, because you can terrorize the youth and get them out of out of actively resisting and get everyone on that fear-based context, you run a better chance of being able to thwart your enemies.
It's interesting.
You know, Genghis Khan used similar tactics. I mean, this stuff has been going on for centuries. So it's nothing new in that sense. It just ebbs and flows depending on the time frame we're in and the ideologies that are springing up.
Does it depend also on the leadership and perhaps a feckless message when it came to combating the JB team over the last 8 years?
Well, it could be. There's no reason, you know, it's difficult to say. Perhaps one of the better things to think about when we're looking at these things is there is no such thing as senseless violence. It's only senseless to the people who don't understand what the opposition is trying to achieve with it. So, with that said, it doesn't mean that we should embrace anything that's going on. This is a horrible act, and certainly, in my opinion, cowardice. It's certainly not against military or combatants of any kind. It's targeting, as you say, youthful people who are just trying to live out their life and go about their way.
And essentially, Barry, it's kids killing kids, because what we're learning is that the man that actually detonated the suicide bomber himself, he was all of 22, and now it's apparent that his entire family, two brothers have been picked up, the father apparently had ties to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, the mother The mother called authorities and said, there's something not right with my son. He's flying a black flag from his balcony. He's acting very strange. He was on the investigative radar. What went wrong?
Well, not even so much a matter of what went wrong. It's the same problem with the Boston bombers, too. They were on the radar with various countries as well. Part of it comes down to that difficulty of deciding who's going to do what when and how do you get your resources to cover the most ground possible.
I also understand.
It's a very difficult problem.
I also understand, Barry, and again, I am a staunch defender of the Constitution, so I understand when it comes to the United States that we do have constitutional rights. I'm not looking for the...
And that's the difficulty with these things. We want to be nations of law. I mean, Britain is the same way.
Right.
So we don't want to enact systems that are totalitarian in their nature, draconian in their approach to try and stop these things. There is a limit that we want to go. So within that, the organs of government, the intelligence gathering systems, all the rest, are attempting to coordinate who is likely to be the most dangerous person and where do we take and put our resources at, because there's not unlimited resources to challenge these problems. It's a little bit like the ever-going battle between security forces and people who want to do these kinds of things. Notice where he struck at in between the zones of security, if you will.
Right.
Because you always are going to have gathering points where people are at, because you've got to have controlled entry to anything. That's where you normally put your security. So it kept him out of that area, but allows for another zone. So every time you back that zone up, it still creates a soft point where it's possible to get in close enough to do it. Boston bombing is a good example of that as well. Walk right through all of the security forces. Well, they have no reason to be looking for you necessarily, and that's what they're counting on in these events. So just from a purely tactical approach to these things, it creates an immense problem. You don't always know who you should be looking for.
543, Barry Wilson is president of Ann Lance Protection. So the bottom line is, unfortunately, while we don't want to be driven by our fears, and I found it interesting because I'm reading stories about how fans who have already bought tickets to Justin Bieber's series of concerts in the UK, they've spent $200 or more per ticket. They're begging Justin Bieber to cancel his show. So again, the fear is working, but unfortunately, we need to listen to our spidey sense. We need to be aware of that kinky feeling. We need a plan B. And I think it gets back to when you see something, say something.
There is that aspect. And just like you said there, the spidey sense, there's a difference between being driven by fear and driven by, I want to say intuition, but a combination of good reason, logic, common sense, and capability to notice that things are not right. Now, like anything, that may or may not have been helpful in this moment, because we know very little at this point about his approach or any of the rest of it. Perhaps more of that will be coming because of the camera systems and other things in the general area.
Mm-hmm.
So we may be able to develop something along that line. Again, people who are closest to one of these events are probably the ones who are more likely to see anything than anything else, because as somebody makes their approach, they put on the act, if you will, to look more and more normal as they get there, but there's always leakage.
And oftentimes, in their attempt to look normal, they look more and more out of place and creepy and weird.
There can be that as well. So for all of us in this sort of thing, the most important thing in this is watch that fear doesn't drive you into poor decision making, and don't allow hopefulness to be a guide to security methodology, because hope is not a plan for anything. It's just an idea. We need to be steadfast, reasonable about what we're trying to achieve, where we're trying to go, what are we looking for, what should we be looking for. And those are things that can be learned and studied. It's not that difficult in most respects. There are always going to be those who are supremely effective at masking their intent. They're the most difficult. But we can do a better job often, just in our own personal safety, of noticing and being prepared in these matters so we make the right decision. So, like you say, when your spidey sense goes off, hey, that's time to go do something. Don't ignore it.
So the psychopaths aside, let's talk about what we can do. And again, this is not intended to scare people at all. And I asked the question earlier, could it happen here? It's already happened here.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, San Bernardino, you look at the Orlando nightclub catastrophe, Boston, as you noted, shopping malls, churches. It's already happening here. So give us the Reader's Digest version on what we can do to protect ourselves.
Well, a good portion of the things we can do, we can't allow ourselves to say it's government's problem, they'll handle it. They have lots to handle, and we as good citizens need to be taking it on our own step as well to be at least responsible for ourselves and those we love. So within those things, there's indicators or tells that are not foolproof by any means, but it's a collection. So if we look at tells, we want to look at clusters of three. Anything that comes up as a cluster of three should pique your senses, if you will, or your view of maybe I should look at this a little closer.
Okay.
So the way somebody is walking, the way they're dressed, are not necessarily good ones. Because, let's face it, almost a pretty wide cut in all of our free societies, as it should be.
Absolutely.
Now, within that, when you start seeing people looking around, don't match what the crowd is doing. That's not a dead giveaway, but it's an indicator of a heightened interest. Are they carrying things? Do they look like they're burdened with something? Are they sweating? Are they biting their lip? All the indicators that don't match what normal is for the circumstances you're under. I suspect people coming out of the venue at Manchester were elated, talking, enjoying, laughing, smiling, all of these things. We would be looking for people who don't match any of those things and saying, why is this person this way? Now, maybe as simple as they're in an argument with their friend or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
But those are the kind of indicators that start saying, I can ignore this group for the most part and start focusing in on probables. It's never 100%. That's the hard part about doing any security operations or intelligence gathering. You never know 100% until the event occurs. But you can start closing in on some of the statistical probabilities that you've identified somebody of interest. And that's really what we're looking at.
Quick final question, and the conversation hopefully to be continued, because I've got a lot more questions for you, Barry, than I do have time this afternoon. But isn't it true that in order to have effective security, you have to first understand what you're truly up against? Could that be argued that's where we're missing the mark?
It could be argued that way. But like anything else, we know to some degree what we're up against. The problem is you don't always know who we're up against or when we're up against. This is the big dilemma of all security. No matter what type it is, whether it's military, police, private operations, bodyguards, all the rest, we just don't always know when they're going to do something. And the difficulty on that end is they control that information. We don't. Intelligence operations run by all of these various groups can give us some insight as to do we need to be paying more attention to this person or that. But again, that's a big order to try and get done. You have to narrow it down. And it's not always easy to get that data. So within that, I agree with your overall statement that we need to be, we're failing to gain the advantage because of some shortcomings. That's probably true. Now, let's keep in mind also the number of times that various protective groups in the, in our service have been successful. We don't always hear about that, but I was just reading some stuff on a separate line, saying that Manchester police operations stopped two or three other events here in the last year and a half.
Right, and those are the ones that you never hear about, the success stories.
Exactly. Yeah. We often don't hear about success simply because we don't want our opposition to know about things.
That we're on to them.
That we're on to them, and we don't want to compromise the systems that give us this, because there's often people within an organization or a group of people who pass on it, like the mom tried to do on that case, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And Barry, I would love to continue the conversation, but I am so up against the clock. So to be continued. Certainly appreciate your insights, your analysis, and your perspectives.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
You bet. Barry Wilson and Lance Protection.